A lot of storylines from the Texans' 2015 season. Huge one, J.J. Watt and what he was able to do. Historically, where does what he did as a defender rank in your experience?
Well, I guess statistically it was one of the best, but I think even visually it was one of the best defensive seasons I've ever seen. I mean, it's a shame because in a quarterback year where you have so many quarterbacks throwing 40 touchdown passes, sorry, J.J., it's going to go quarterback MVP. Right. That's the way this league is. But when you look at the defensive things that he was able to do, and then on top of it, come over and play offense and gets touchdowns, I mean, the guy's incredible. I mean, he's having a Hall of Fame career. No question about it. He's playing like a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, you hate to even talk Hall of Fame when you're in the middle of just great watching. I mean, I still think the best visual image I saw of him was in Hard Knocks. When you watched him go against Jake Matthews and watch some of the moves that he put on in slow motion, it's like, you really appreciate it more. I mean, it's great watching it live action and seeing him just dominate. But when you watch it in slow motion, you go, oh, wow.
And it didn't hurt that they give him that cinematic entrance where they're shooting low and he kind of appears over the stairs. 13 votes for the MVP. Do you think that number could go up and he could eventually win it someday, or is it just too tough a task to get past the quarterbacks?
Too tough. When the quarterbacks have big years, it's too tough a task. It's a quarterback-driven league. Now, here's where the change could come down the line. I mean, you've got 10 quarterbacks in the league that have been in the league 10 years or more. Mm-hmm. Those guys are going to get older and start fading out. I don't know where the replacements are. And if they don't come in, then it turns into more of a defensive type of league, more like a running back type of a league. And if that's going to be taste, that's when the defensive guys start winning MVPs.